USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a result of Operation Warp Speed, Pfizer announced on Monday that its China virus vaccine is more than 90% effective.
President Trump's comments from the White House on Friday, this as coronavirus cases continue to increase across the country. The president continues,
the vaccine will be distributed to frontline workers, the elderly, and high-risk Americans immediately. It will be a matter of weeks. Get out very, very much ahead of schedule. Any schedule that I said we're going to be far ahead of that. We know that this virus primarily targets older populations and those with underlying health conditions, while over 99.98% of those under the age of 50 make a full and quick recovery.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As COVID cases across the country continue to rise, many states are putting in new restrictions. Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz announcing some new restrictions as well in an attempt to help battle the spread of the coronavirus in his state. Starting on Friday, there will be a 10-person limit on indoor and outdoor private social gatherings that include a maximum of 3 households. Receptions for events like funerals and weddings will be limited to 50 people as of the 27th and 25 as of December 11th. Walz is reminding everyone,
it's certainly not our intention to demonize any industry or any activity. It's simply important for us to understand what we know 8 months into this, what spreads this thing.
NASA and SpaceX plan to send their first fully crewed capsule to the International Space Station on Saturday. Officials expecting around 250,000 people to come view the launch. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In shades of early days of the coronavirus pandemic, some supermarkets are reporting shortages of paper products and a surge of hoarding behavior by shoppers. Kroger is starting to limit purchases once again, and Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen on why the shortages are happening now.
It was really learnings that we had from early in the pandemic, and what we found was that we didn't have limits on early enough. There's plenty of product in the supply chain, and we just thought it would be much better to be proactive, because as long as people only buy what they need, there's plenty of supply in the supply chain.
As far as the products in high demand, McMullen tells ABC's Good Morning America,
well, you know, obviously the turkeys, and I mentioned it's fascinating, people are buying smaller turkeys. They're still continuing to do more things from scratch. Now, Thanksgiving's one of those holidays where you always have a lot of flour, baking products, all of that, just to prep for the holiday. Everything that we see, there's going to be a ton of people buying, and comfort food is definitely back in style.
According to new census data, the marriage rate in the United States plunged to an all-time low in 2019. For every 1,000 unmarried adults in 2019, this number was 35 a decade ago in 2010 and 86 in 1970. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.